Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the podcast. We have two new guests today.
Very, very special guests.
Do you want to introduce yourselves, guys?
Hi. I'm Katie.
I'm Rachel. And they are our sisters.
They're also in...
Caroline's Big.
Yeah,
I'm Caroline's Big. It's me.
And I'm an acquaintance. Rachel's not my big.
Sorry. We do have Rachel's little here, though, but... Liv is preciously sitting there. She's off camera. Yeah,
she's
sorry.
On camera.
But yeah, we brought in two guests today. They're both from AZD with us. They are sophomores. You guys were one, right? They're pretty much the first couple sophomores we met.
Yeah, they're old and wise.
Yeah, you guys
they
know.
Teach us so many things. I don't feel like I'm wise, but okay.
You're the old one. I'm the wise one.
There you go.
Who's older?
You definitely are.
I am. My birthday isn't. In, like, less than...
I should be in your guys' grade.
Really?
I should be in the grade below me.
T.
So you're really
yeah,
not...
Yeah, wait, Rachel's, like, actually a baby. She's only 18.
No, I'm 19.
Wait.
you just turned 19.
Yeah.
When did you turn... yeah.
When's your birthday?
September 6th.
Oh. Okay.
Mine was last week.
Bunder Day.
Oh, so you're, like... Oh, Bunder Day.
Bunder Day.
No, I'm, like... I'm the same... What do you mean? I'm not old. Or young.
No, you're normal.
Yeah, I'm average.
When's your birthday?
So November average, Caroline.
You're, like, the exact same age as my friend who is my, like, is in our grade. She turns 19 in November. Sorry, that's not the point.
Oh, my God. Maybe we should hang out sometime.
Maybe you guys should plan. You kind of look alike, to be completely honest with you.
Oh.
I'll get a picture. Anyway, so, yeah, Lily, why did we ask them on the podcast today?
Yes, on our podcast because they're incredibly funny and entertaining, and we love them, and we're gassing them up right now. But I think we should start with our good vibes and bad vibes.
Facts. That is how we start all of them, if anyone,
Of Z-Week.
Of Z-Week.
Of Z-Week.
last episode we talked about... When did we talk about Rush? We talked about Rush, like, two episodes ago. You guys can obviously give a different perspective. Not really Katie, because...
I wasn't there.
She had the
Katie
flu?
Was in Sundance.
No, you were in Sundance. I don't know. Were you at Bidday? I was thinking about that. Were you at Bidday?
No. I came after the celebration.
Yes.
So you didn't even watch us run home?
No, I didn't.
I couldn't find my person.
Who was you? Oh, yeah. It was hard because we had these, like, necklaces on for you, and they kept, like, turning around. But Bidday was fun.
It was a
you
good
guys
time.
Had fun.
We had a great time. It was a little awkward at points because, like, you have no idea what's going on.
Oh, definitely.
Caroline kept walking away from me, and I didn't know anybody, and I was like, hello?
Sorry.
Where did you go?
Oh, yeah.
Vibes and bad vibes was something that we came up with on our first episode because we would ironically say vibes all the time, like we were joking, and now it's our highs and lows of the podcast episode.
I think we've gotten better at podcasting. Like, we used to say the same words. You don't think... Like, you don't know what you say over and over and over again. Like, a lot
until
of times we say, like, or we say the same exact words over and over again.
I say, I definitely said vibes a lot.
Yeah.
Andrew, what did we say when we do that?
When you guys...
My dad yells at me all the time because he's like, you cannot say like. You
yeah,
cannot, that's not
like.
Professional,
yeah.
Rachel. I know my dad goes, he'll go, what? In the middle of my sentence, so I have to restart it and say it without saying
exactly,
like.
Exactly.
Really annoying.
Oh, wait.
Hi, Dad.
Are you spinning? Okay.
Is he listening?
Probably.
We got listeners. We are, what was it? We had 100 plus on our first one.
Hey.
So 100 people may or may not be listening to you right now.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
100 whole people.
Be careful. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Lily, want to start us off? No?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Wait, we still don't know what good vibes, bad vibes.
It's your highs and lows.
Highs and lows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's Beth Thorne?
Yeah, how's Beth Thorne? So, I would say my good vibe of the week. There's not been many this week, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Monday wasn't good?
Yeah, no days were really good for me. I would say that... What have I done this week?
She's trying to say Monday because it was Big Little Reveal.
Was that... Thank you for reminding me because I forgot what happened.
I feel like that's everyone's, like, high of the week.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I had Big Little, which is super fun. And that would be my high of the week. And then it just went downhill from there.
Do you want to expand on your lows or should we just leave it at that?
I don't really want to expand on it, but...
Did you fail tests?
No, well, I didn't do super great on the test, I don't think. But it all goes back to people from my home that I don't like thinking about. So, that sucked. Yeah, so that was my bad vibe. Rachel, do you want to go? Do you want to take it?
Okay.
We
I don't
did
know.
This last night to practice.
Yeah, we did, but...
But we didn't know you were going to ask this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I also, like, loved Big Little Reveal. I got wrapped up in wrapping paper, and my big was pushing me around, and I felt so sick.
Rachel's head was wrapped for every single round.
So I couldn't see any of the reveals.
Wait, why?
Because we weren't supposed to wrap our head till our round.
No, but why were you?
Because her big just did it.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
What group were you in?
I was in the third group.
Okay, so whatever. Fuck.
Who's your big? My big? Claire Brodsky. Claire Brodsky,
yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah. But that was really fun, and, like, the whole reveal.
What was your wow?
I don't know. I guess just, like, going to class every single day.
Going to class.
Okay, going to class.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Katie?
Katie, go.
I'm so excited. Okay, well, I guess I have to say Big Little.
Yeah, you have
my
to.
My little's right there.
It's me.
Oh, my God. That's my little.
No, I was last round, so I loved sitting, staring at everyone's reactions. It was really funny and really awkward, because some were super awkward and some were super funny.
Facts.
What's my low? My low of the week? I don't... Class?
That's what I said.
I woke up early to get a spray tan this morning, and that was super early.
What time did you go?
10.
That's early? I was going to go at 8. I woke up at 7:30, and then I went back to bed.
I don't wake up past 10.
You know who told me that? Bailey. She was like, yeah, like, you're, I guess it was before I knew you were my big, and she was like, yeah, like, you're big, so she doesn't like to get up early, so, like, don't worry.
I strolled into your room to decorate one morning in my pajamas, and my face looked like it got hit by a car.
She said,
like, this is so early. It was, like, 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God. This morning, she was like, yeah, like, you're big. Or I guess she calls you Katie now, because she can. She's like, oh, yeah, Katie, she brought one of her friends, like, to decorate your bed. And I was like, Rachel? She was like, I don't know.
No, Rachel never came with me. I'm out. You got so many sweatshirts.
Oh, my God,
and I
lied
to everyone saying I had no sweatshirts to give them, but I had at least one a day.
Do you have... You don't have a bad vibe?
I just said my bad vibes was
going waking up. Okay.
Oh, and waking up early.
Okay. Going to class and doing nothing?
Yeah. She literally does nothing in her classes.
I don't. I'm a cinema major. I do nothing other than watch cinema.
Did none of you have to take, like, science?
I did all my freshman year.
What? What
did
you take?
I didn't do that.
I took stats.
And then?
Oh, I haven't taken my lab yet. But, I took exercise science, and that was...
That was... Whatever. Okay,
I want to take cooking as my science.
Me too.
Can you? Can we all do it together?
Yes. I can't. I already took my science.
Yeah.
Sure? I'll do it.
I didn't know that was a thing. Are you waiting to not to take it?
I'm waiting to get into the best possible class.
Wait. Okay. Comment down below if you did a cooking class.
Comment below.
On the Instagram. Hey, oh, sorry.
Good
okay,
vibes,
my
bad vibes.
Definitely my good vibe was Monday. Part of the bad vibe of Monday was when we were so excited that Katie was my big. I got knocked in the head.
Who?
And there's evidence. Was it?
Victoria.
Yeah, it was Victoria. Oh my God, you can watch it in the video. It was like concussion vibes. But
no, so I grabbed her.
Yeah, sorry. No, Monday was really fun. We also had to wait an hour because my G big is one of the pledge moms, so she had to like wait
love
the whole
you,
time.
Mama.
But yeah, it was so Darby and I were out there for an hour. My stomach was hurting.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. It was 100% worth it.
The funniest part, I think, was like a few nights before we were like going out all together and we were sitting there with like some other girls in our pledge class. And one of them was like, I think Katie Rosh is like her big. And like not to Caroline, to somebody else. And I was like sitting there because I like knew from Bailey's, like I just knew like immediately. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh no, like this is so, because I knew it wasn't, so
like,
I couldn't
girl?
Be like, it was like Lauren said, like, oh, I think she's Lily.
Yeah.
Evans is like big, and Lily like didn't have like any opinions on it, I don't think. Like, I don't think she like thought you were or you weren't. And I was just like, oh my God, that would be so fun. And Caroline was like,
I was
I knew
so
she would
sad.
Put you down. She was just like,
I was so sad.
And I was like, oh no.
I did well, I did well.
I was like, oh God.
I really didn't know.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Liar.
I didn't know
you
until
knew at
Saturday.
The dirty.
Yeah.
So did Liv. You knew at the Darty.
You knew at the Darty?
Me? Yeah. I didn't, like, know for sure, but then after we went to the beta house.
Well, I figured out that it was you two, but I knew already mine on
during the scavenger hunt, remember?
I assumed.
Yeah, I said, I was like, oh, Liv, do you think it's Rachel? And you were like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, and then, I had to pretend, like, when, like, she said, like, oh, maybe it's Rachel, and I was like, no, because I bet they're all friends, and I knew Caroline's, and then I knew she was going to be like, oh, no.
You didn't think you were twins. Cabby and I tried so hard to make you think.
Yeah, they... We never thought
Gabby
that.
Gabby didn't say anything to me about being a twin.
Okay, also, Rachel, I thought we did a good job of throwing them off.
No,
like,
we didn't,
I
because
Liv's
we had
Instagram
them do everything together.
At the Darty, and she saw that, and I thought that I threw her off a little bit.
Mine, yeah. I just didn't know
maybe
what to do, but whenever Liv would say something like, or somebody just said, we were, like, doing a scavenger hunt, like, she's like, maybe Rachel's my big, or Caroline said this to me, she's like, I think Rachel Hyman is
yeah,
Liv's
big.
Big. I was like, I don't think so, because they're probably, like, all friends, and she was like, oh. I was like,
That was so mean.
You're welcome.
Whatever. Did you guys enjoy it from the other side? Was it better? Which year was better?
Scary.
Definitely last year.
No.
Honestly,
oh, really?
I think we were, like, a little bit better than our bigs at, like,
we were.
Planning,
they
like,
admit it.
Different activities. Because, yeah. like, I did all the basic things, like, going to cookout and, like,
I love my bank and I love the things that I did.
Yes. Hey, Jenna, I love you.
But I thought we kind of went all out with, like, the bed decorating.
I only got one day of a guy. No, I got, like, one day
of a
dude.
They were so fun.
Yeah, we did it for days.
The scavenger hunt was so fun. It was so fun. I loved that.
Wait, did you guys have, like, a list that you could do and then added them? Because I was talking to someone, they're like, yeah, that was our exact list.
Well, basically, last year, I went on a scavenger hunt, and I had, like, the list, and then we changed it to be, like...
We edited it a lot.
Yeah.
We just, that's how we made... friends with the boys in beta. And it really, now we have friends.
You're like, can I see the TikTok? And I was like, what TikTok?
We like, I told her about it, so that actually wasn't.
I don't know.
And then I didn't follow you on Instagram, and I said, oh.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. Did Kate follow it for that purpose?
Or was she wanted to see it because I was just so, gosh, dang, good.
Funny. Jenna didn't follow it. I was looking. I was stalking. Who was following
it? The only one she followed was mine.
Yeah. Who is your G-Bang?
Sarah Higgins. She's in Australia.
Oh, my God.
So we FaceTimed her. It was, 9 a.m. when we FaceTimed her in Australia, and I was like, this is weird.
Better than nothing.
Glitch in the simulation.
Do we technically have a small family? Because it's only,
Rachel has the smallest, though.
No.
You do?
You only have a big.
Yeah, but in, the grand scheme of things, I guess we used to have the biggest family. Or we still do, but we don't all, hang out.
On campus, though?
Wait, where's your G-Bang?
She graduated.
She rushes a sophomore, so she graduated, and her big and her were the same grade.
Okay.
We're a normal family, because we don't have any twins.
Yeah. Normal.
I don't have any twins in mine.
Can someone explain? There's a family, for people who don't understand, the wolf pack, theirs is huge.
Yeah.
So that's how, what I was saying, mine used to be big. They basically, there's a big. They have twins. They have twins.
Oh, my God.
And then you go down the line.
I feel like it's better. Not that it's better to have a... Do you think it's better to have a big family or small? It doesn't
matter.
It's
more expensive to have a big family.
No. I'm going to correct you on that. It's more expensive no matter what.
Yeah. I am, gonna...
Do you want to disclose? I don't even think I want to know.
Put money...
I don't want to know.
I'm going to put money to the side over the summer just so I have it.
You can make it.
Uh-huh.
We said that at the beginning. We were like, oh, we're just going to go to the dollar store. It's going to be super cheap. But then
there's not good options at the dollar store.
It's not.
It's because food, right? You don't pay for the shirts. Pass them down.
It's food and the decorations.
Confetti, balloons. I can't believe those balloons.
Okay, also, it made me so angry that you were allergic to nuts.
Why? What did you
say? All I wanted. Because I had
Chick-fil-A?
To read every packaging.
Wait, that's so sweet of you.
I
didn't want to kill her.
Well, I can see people just being like, oh, these are chips. They don't have nuts in it.
Yeah, I read anything.
I
what did you read?
I don't even know.
Please
where
tell me you didn't read the Tostitos. Come on.
But some things are fried in peanut oil.
Chick-fil-A.
If it says processed in nuts.
I know.
And Chick-fil-A is my favorite food. We were talking about last night. You guys got by far the best Pledge Moms.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with every one of them.
They're so funny. And Angie has twins now. We're, not explaining things well. Okay. Our Pledge Moms are the people who, guide us.
They, basically are in charge of our, Greek life development.
Are they technically new member educators?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
but they
exactly
just have better
called.
Names. Pledge Mommies.
Pledge Mommies.
Isabel is probably the funniest person I've ever met. She reminds me of my other best friend, Isabel, so.
Wait, do your
really
parents
well.
Listen to this?
Yes.
Really?
Parents, grandparents.
My mom's really chill, though. So
aunts, uncles, cousins. Who else listens to this?
Deb Under.
They love the podcast.
Hello, Bunders.
I love to shout out Deb Bunder and ask her to follow me on Instagram.
I loved that you followed me on Caroline's Finsta. Thank you. Your whole family followed
me. Oh, I was like, what? And my friends. They all followed it. I was like, you guys.
My brother opened the DM from Gabby literally on Big Little Reveal, and he was like, oh, shoot. I have a lot of pics, so if you still need any. And she was like, no, reveal us tonight. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Can we talk about the hot guy that brought you coffee that you're friends with?
Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys,
you
how
think
did you
he's
guys
hot?
Get that?
Actually, my friend texted me last night saying there's this kid Hunter on the basketball team. I think he's so hot.
There's two Hunters.
We love Hunter. He was on our podcast once.
Yeah, if you know, listen.
How did you guys get him to do it? That's what
I didn't do
that.
But
was that you?
Do you know
him? Oh, that was Gabby.
That was Gabby.
Okay, I guess from dance team. That was iconic. When I saw him walking with coffee, I was like, is it for me?
Yeah, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, coffee. It was so good, by the way.
Yeah,
we went back.
I was wired. We filmed or recorded a podcast. It was not very good, so we're not going to talk about it because it's not going to be posted. But
this might not be posted?
This will be posted. It was the one that we made last week after we had the Dunkin', and we were seriously I was shaking. I was so wired. I could run a marathon. It was a good time.
I got a weird call and it said potential spam. That's my contact.
Telemarketers, oh no.
My god, it's that stupid, or it's that guy that tried to.
You can say stupid.
It's the guy that that hacked Frankie's Snapchat.
Oh my god, my Instagram got hacked. I cried.
Yeah, but this kid was, like, actually asking for scary things.
Oh, no, mine didn't contact me. They changed my name to Rapuin.
Do you want to guess what Caroline's Bar Mitzvah theme was?
I know it.
Oh, my God, I want to know.
Vineyard Vines.
No shame.
That's the most Caroline thing ever.
It is the funniest thing in the whole world.
It was so fun. We got really scared they were going to, like, sue us because it's, like, technically a logo and we, like, printed it again and again.
Okay, it's a Bar Mitzvah?
No, Bar Mitzvah.
It bought is for girls. When I found that out, I simply, could not breathe.
Okay.
It was pink, right? It was just, like, kind of pink. Like, I didn't have
Yeah, you picked Rachel's colors.
Bar Mitzvah book is the funniest thing ever.
Excuse me.
I showed it to you?
Yeah, your dad FaceTimed us.
Caroline didn't invite me to her Bar Mitzvah, and I'm upset.
Were you guys friends?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know who she was.
We had a baptism. So that was our promise.
I'm sorry, what?
I was baptized once.
Yeah, once.
And I don't think I've ever been
We don't have
a
any fun
since.
Celebrations.
I really was a little chicken nugget. Oh, my sister posted.
Vines and Lily Pulitzer.
I know.
I really want a Rachel's bat mitzvah
today is,
party.
Oh my god.
A frat party theme promise.
That's what I thought. One of them was supposed to be, right? One of the mixers was supposed to be that. Sorry, one of the cake parties was supposed to be that.
Happy Elon Day, John Dooley. I wish John Dooley would listen to our podcast.
Hey. I bet.
Speaking of John Dooley.
Oh, want to talk about
Mom?
It's Corona time.
I was going to bring that up. So we have, we may or may not have Corona on our virus. Someone just texted in our...
Corona on our virus?
We may or may not have Corona on this campus. And someone just texted in our group chat saying, if it's true, my mom said to get the first flight out because they may quarantine the whole campus.
You know what? I wash my hands. I'm not worried. I can fight it. Okay, in Sundance, we were trying to meet celebrities, so we all got Tinders. I never activated mine, but my friend found a celebrity. And
who was it?
Now he's my friend.
Oh. Would we call him a celebrity?
Can you tell me who it is?
And what would we call him a celebrity? I don't know. He just got on the cover of Businessman magazine.
Well, I know who it is.
No.
Is this the NFL guy?
He's a YouTuber.
Who's the NFL guy?
That's different. That's the Steelers player. He's my other famous friend.
Well, I know who he is because of sport. Okay. I was wondering.
Wait, you know a Steelers player?
Yeah, he DM'd Katie his phone number.
Is he verified?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, can we go back to Corona? Because I'm confused. So, you're not worried? There are 11 cases in my town. My town, are you listening?
Yes, there are 11 cases. So don't go home. There, I said it.
But then they
just
said they're going to quarantine the campus. What would they even do?
Wait, what campus? Oh, your high school? Or
no,
like...
here. Yeah, they're canceling schools in my town.
I swear, if they cancel Elon, I'm going to cry. Like, they can't.
What would they do, though? Like, what could you do?
Nothing.
Clean? That's what they're canceling school for that, to clean the whole campus.
Like, can you imagine? Like, we don't have it here, and just wash your hands, people. PSA, wash your hands to avoid the coronavirus. That's all you have to do. Literally read John Dooley's email. That's
never.
It's coughing, sneezing.
Rachel doesn't even have soap on her sink in her room.
Yes, I do.
I don't have soap?
Yes, I do.
No, she does. I'm kidding.
I have a big thing with soap.
I have a big thing.
Like, I love soap.
A lot of my friends at home don't have soap in their bathrooms.
What does that mean?
Katie, I literally have soap.
I know you do. I'm kidding.
So just to clarify, everyone.
Rachel Hyman does have soap and she does wash her hands.
Have you guys ever had a terrible breakup?
Yeah, I've had the worst breakup story in the history of breakup stories, but we're not rehashing
it. We're not rehashing the podcast.
I was about to ask for it.
I've only had one boyfriend.
Alright, we'll talk about it once the podcast
is
ended.
Yeah. These are, like, kind of funny, but, like, not really. Do you guys have a favorite TV show?
Katie, go.
I don't know if I have a favorite. Like, I love Love Island.
The Voiland. Rough. I can't do it.
Office, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously. Friends, obviously. Caroline's not big in Office.
No, I do love The Office. My brother can, recite all of it.
He, knows, if you put on part of an episode, he knows exactly what season an episode
I guess
is.
I need to have a competition with him, then.
Yeah.
Challenging you.
Why are you guys not friends? It's weird.
Wait, Jared?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jared?
My other brother?
Jared?
Elon Crush. Yeah, I put down, Peter Drennan and Jack Johnson, and apparently
Drennan. Nobody asked me for my Jardy.
Wait, I talked to Jack Johnson at a Darty, and I said, my little has a crush on you and thinks you're really cute.
No, that was at a party, and I was there, too. I was like, Katie, should we go tell Jack Johnson that Caroline likes him?
And I was like, ah. And yeah. And then he's like, I don't really do Big Little stuff anymore, but if you want to take a video for her, and I was like, I don't want to expose myself. Oh, my
God. I don't want to expose
mine
myself.
Mine didn't ask me for my Elon crushes, but if she did, I probably would have sent, like, 12 people.
Yeah.
Can you say that one of them now?
Well, let's think. Who can I say?
I'm trying to.
It was hard.
I don't know, actually, now.
I don't
want to
say
it.
Anyone that we know.
Yeah, I know.
It's more like people that, like, I know if I said something to them, they'd be like, let's hang out. Yeah, but not really that I want to hang out.
I have a list. Brandon. Fat Brandon.
I have a crush on Rachel's boyfriend. No.
Brandon and I are having fun during the horror movie. Both of us couldn't watch it. So. He started opening the doors. Were you, like, listening during that?
Who's my Elon crush?
Who's my Elon crush? I don't have one. Last time you guys were insulted.
This morning.
And what was that?
By what?
Oh, I was just insulted in my class.
Can you explain a little
more? Yeah, because this really mean human being, horrible dog, is... She sits in my chair, and we race to see who gets to class first to sit in that exact seat. And today... She sat in the seat.
What class
is
this?
That's so annoying.
So annoying. She's the worst.
It's, like, unnecessary.
It's, like, she gets there an hour. It's, like, literally, I try to get there half an hour early. I've gotten to the point where I've gotten to class 40 minutes early just to sit in that chair.
40 minutes?
Wait, is she so annoying?
Also, what's so good about that chair?
Yeah, what
because
class?
It's, okay, guys, I'll tell you why. It's against the wall. So it's, like, because it's auditorium seating. So you're against the wall, and you're at the top, so he doesn't see you, and you're against the wall, so all I do is watch Love Island, because no one's behind me to tell on me. And so I can't watch Love Island if I don't sit in that seat, and she prevents me.
This is a hard life.
This isn't 220, is it? It's not like...
No, it's some cinema elective class.
Why are there so many classes in the... What is that? What is that room? Like the
it's big, and there's
weird
a huge screen.
Auditorium. So we don't insult each other. That'd be so mean.
I'm
not mean to you.
I feel like sometimes I'm mean to Caroline... But it's not.
But
on
it's
purpose.
All good things.
But it's not like me being mean about her personally. It's me just being aggressively irritated with life and taking it out on my friends.
I was aggressive yesterday during trying to deal with someone
that
else's
was so
personal
funny.
Issues.
Wait, why? Explain.
Let's just say that we are in comp fellows and we love all of our comp fellows very much. But some people are just more mature than others. And it can be a little bit hectic sometimes when people are angry with each other and it just kills the vibes.
Whatever. When was the last time someone insulted me? I don't know, every day. Okay, next question.
Okay. No, wait, I feel like Lily and I get insulted for being, like...
Being loud and talking.
Yeah, loud and...
Oh.
Yeah, so Rachel and I were both insulted by Dean, a good friend of ours, of hers, really, not mine, who's from Chapel Hill. And he said that I remind him of Rachel because I'm super loud and
she's
annoying.
She's saying that's a bad thing.
That's so mean.
You know, because he said because I'm super loud and annoying.
Okay.
Rachel, like, it's good to have a loud voice. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because where we live, some people don't like loud voices, but I like it.
I like it. I like it.
You don't have a loud voice.
It is myself.
No, I like Rachel.
I know, but I'm saying you don't.
No, I have a very...
Calming.
What are your fears or phobias?
Oh my God, easy.
Sharks, death,
ladybugs.
No, stop. What? You're
bugs and
I know somebody that hates ladybugs.
I hate all bugs.
I'm afraid of frogs.
Are you afraid of birds?
Deathly, like, deathly afraid. Like,
birds
if I saw
real,
one,
Caroline,
I would cry.
Let's be honest. Birds
did you, did you read? Why did you ask me what my biggest fear was? That was so freaky.
Everyone asked that question.
Oh, you were, like, people talking behind my
yeah.
back?
No. It's people. So I talked. Okay, ready? I had the swine flu. Yeah, I know. And I, whatever. I run really high fever, so I started hallucinating, and then, you know, like, all
oh, yeah, casual.
Yeah, all the memes that, like, you know, it's like where you walk into your parents' room at 3 a.m. because you threw up, whatever, it was that kind of situation, so I had to walk, like, through the hallway to get to my parents' room, and I stood up, and I, like, saw people talking about me and, like, whispering my name all the way to my parents' room, and I was, like, shaking, yeah, so.
I'm scared.
No. Hallucinating is really scary. I also passed out when I had this one.
I am really, really, really afraid of frogs, and I hate them so much, and,
they're
like,
so
they disgust
cute.
Me.
I love frogs.
They're so creepy. Like, I'm not even, I will, if somebody, people used to, like, chase me with them. Like, we'd had, like, chapel at my old school, and, like, after chapel, we'd all, like, go to our cars, and guys would, like, pick up frogs and, like, chase after me with them, and it made me want to die.
What are you afraid of?
I just said,
oh,
like,
right,
literally.
Dying.
Like,
fears.
Bugs, every type of bug I hate.
But no one's afraid of flying.
I just hate everything icky. I'm
afraid of heights and claustrophobia.
Since when?
Always. When have I ever closed the door to the bathroom unless I
In
the house, the bathrooms are like
they're really small.
Prison.
You're claustrophobic? Do you think phobia, where do they come from?
I'm so claustrophobic.
I don't know why I'm afraid of frogs. It's the most bizarre thing to be afraid of, and I like actually will, like I will cry.
It takes psychology, you'll learn.
Aversion.
You're not a psych major. Are you a psych minor?
I'm a psych minor.
Are you?
What? Yes.
That's new. New to Katie about Rachel.
I'm trying to find some more fun about this girl.
Do you guys want to say like some background about yourself? We don't know anything about you.
I don't know.
Like, as friends.
Wait, Katie, why don't you give background on me? Because I don't know what to say.
Us as friends or like us as individuals?
Both.
Well, we're we weren't friends last year.
Oh.
And then we both were in the sorority house together, and I was like, Rachel Hyman is the one person not going to be my friend. And it turned out we're like super close now. It's
we're
disgusting.
Like super close or whatever.
Caroline was afraid of me.
True.
Really?
She
thought I was annoying because I talk a lot.
She just, in the beginning, it was like really stressful. And then Lily would like be the only one talking. And I was like, orientation was sad.
Sorry, I was trying to get people to be my friend.
Well, Rachel's from Connecticut.
Yep.
Cheshire.
But I just said it wrong, but it's Cheshire.
And her dad lives in Trumbull.
Yes. What else do you know about me?
She doesn't play sports.
Thank you.
In college,
yeah.
She wears a field hockey sweatshirt, but has never played, which I think is super funny.
This is a lacrosse sweatshirt.
She's wearing a lacrosse sweatshirt right now.
But you didn't play lacrosse?
No.
Whose is it? A boy's?
A boy's.
Mm.
She's cute, adorably uncoordinated.
Yes.
She's...
Hey, keep going.
Yes, she has a sister named Becca who's studying abroad right now.
Where?
Wow. Switzerland. Sweet right next...
Is she scared?
Oh, she doesn't think she's coming home, but
what school
like...
school does she go to?
Brandeis. But she's with BU.
Okay.
In Switzerland. And I think she's coming home.
Wow. People are worried... It's not even that they're worried about... like it infecting wherever they are, they're worried that they won't be allowed back into the U.S. That's what I heard.
That's why like people are going to Mexico for spring break, and they're like worried that they're not gonna be able to come back. My mom's going to Aruba in 2 weeks.
We're going to Florida.
Thanks for the invite, Mom.
Where are you going?
Panama City Beach.
I'm going to West Palm Beach.
My mom's gonna be there.
So I'm hanging out with her.
Can it be Rachel's turn to say something?
Yeah,
about
sorry.
Me?
What do you know about Katie?
Really?
Where is she from? Go basic.
All right, Katie is from outside of D.C.
Where?
Richmond?
Nope.
Alexandria.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I love Alexandria.
Thank you, me too.
She has a sister, Juge.
I do. My sister's my best friend, though. Shout out, Juge.
How old is she?
She's 21. She goes to Virginia Tech.
Hey, that's so fun. Oh, she's at Iowa.
Who's my prince?
Oh, she loves her dog, Chip. Mm. And it's also her computer password.
Oh. What kind of dog do you have?
I don't know.
He's a border collie.
He's a
cutie.
That's
so cute.
I want all of our dogs to come here and be friends with each other.
Yeah.
Duncan.
No, Duncan's too fat to go on a plane. I'll drive her down.
She's not fat. She's
chubby.
Rachel's dog is like a... I haven't seen
her. It's a golden retriever, and it's a boy.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait.
How old is your golden retriever?
Riley.
How old is Riley?
Riley was adopted, so we don't know. He was rescued.
You have no idea? Wow.
Probably, like, 13.
I respect people that rescue dogs. I think all dogs should be rescued.
My puppy was rescued.
No. Yeah.
And I'm in love with him.
His name
is Homer.
Homer?
He's really, really cute. His mom was a rescue beagle that was pregnant. She had puppies, and he's a little baby.
I don't know why I thought you were saying arrested. And I was like, huh, dogs can get arrested? Interesting. What would dogs get arrested for? Like, peeing on fire hydrants?
Actually, if they'd bite someone.
Yeah, no,
true.
They put down
death penalty.
No, they literally put down... They're two, like, little pit bull puppies in my neighborhood.
Stop.
And they're so cute, and I love them. And then there's, like, this little white annoying dog that lives on my street with these annoying people that I hate. And I don't even hate them, but I just hate them because of this. Like, I don't know them at all. And their, like, dog got out, and, like, the little pit bull puppies, like, are bigger now, and they, like, attacked the dog. And then when the woman was trying to get her puppy out, they, like, bit her. So, like, they put the dogs down. Yep, so that's good.
How do you guys feel about that?
I feel bad.
I mean, I would just suck it up because I got bit by a dog this summer, and I'm not still crying.
Still? She goes, I'm not still crying. Yeah. Was it a bad bite, or was it, like...
Well, basically, my friend and I, she picked me up in her Jeep, and, like, the top was off, and, all the...
Shout out, Lauren.
It was pouring rain, and so we went back to her house, and we ran inside, and her dog is, like, super old, and it's, a Doberman, and I was running behind her, because we ran inside, because we were so cold, and it bit me.
When I got bit by my friend's dog, I was a sophomore going into, or no, I was a freshman going into my sophomore year. And we were just, like, at her house, and she had this, like, really mean, like, Cavalier Spaniel or whatever. And he was, like, his name's Gabe. Everyone, like, hated him because he was so mean, and, like, except for, like, one of their sisters. And I literally, like, walked past him when he was, like, laying on her bed. And he started growling, and I was just, like, walking past him. And he, like, lurched out and, like, bit my stomach and drew blood. I had a bite mark scar on my stomach for, like, 2 years. It's finally gone.
It's weird when people, when dogs bite when they're unprovoked. Like,
and
you
it hurt.
You didn't do anything.
We're, like, really bad dogs. Yeah.
Oh, there's no such thing as a bad dog, just bad owners. Just saying.
You know, facts. I agree. Big facts.
What do they, but, like, what do owners do that make the dog... Like
well, you
that.
Don't train them, and then you neglect them.
It's one thing I like, don't what, like about
yeah.
sophomore year.
Or not about, like, in general. Like
about
Elon.
Life.
Yeah.
I really love Elon. Okay, I have something. The parking.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Go off.
I will go off for a second. I pay almost two... I just spit on it. I pay almost $200 to park. In one place on campus. One place on campus is where I'm allowed to park for almost $200 through the whole year, okay? And that one place is at least a 15-minute walk from where I live, okay?
Are you saying
wait,
names?
Where can you park?
And you know what? It used to not be. I used to be able to park a little bit closer because they were nice like that. But because the Elon Inn has no, the Elon Inn has a huge lot, but they decided, hey, let's just for fun take away more student parking. So they did that, and now I can park literally nowhere, and I have to park so far away. John, Julie, I'm emailing you. Be ready, because it's ridiculous.
And
they're getting rid of
McMichael's
lot.
You know what? It's fine, because I can't even park there anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you have, like, if you don't have a permit. I know somebody that takes their sticker off of their car
every time they park there.
And then puts it back on. I was like, does it run out of stickiness?
Probably. Yeah. Glue. Super glue. Perfect.
It's super glue. It's my windshield.
Jared's? Yeah. Do you take yours off? Like, did you have your car last year?
Yes, but I got a new car.
Okay. Well, like, Jared still has
his. I bet they change, like, it, though.
They do.
Like,
yeah, you can't use it from last year, technically. Does he use this from last year?
Technically speaking.
Okay, well, that's my complaint about Elon.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel?
What's your complaint, Rachel?
Dining halls or something? Shout out Lakeside. Love you.
I was about to say that.
Okay, Lakeside, you hate Lakeside.
Yeah, I hate Lakeside.
I hate Lakeside.
She loves Lakeside.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I have learned to like Lakeside. And also, my sister texted me today. She was tacos like, Elon Dining, like, whatever service we have is coming to her school or whatever.
We have a service?
So yeah, it's like Aramark or whatever.
Yeah. Oh. And she was like...
Actually, don't hate Lakeside. Recently, McEwen has been horrible. Have you noticed that? McEwen's been so bad.
McEwen has always been bad.
No, false.
It's just because the pasta's good. Nothing else is that good.
No.
I really liked we had like pulled pork tacos at Lakeside.
Oh, that was so good.
They were so good.
Oh, what? At Lakeside.
Yeah.
I thought you said McEwen.
Your entire face changed. No, Lakeside, their salads are bad.
I think Cloen's the best, or Nate's.
Lakeside has the best like salad Cloen. Bar. Okay, we're not.
What makes a salad bar
so
good?
So we're getting dinner after this.
We're going to Chick-fil-A, I'm not even joking.
Can't eat that.
Caroline, yes, you can drink the lemonade. And guess what? There's a McDonald's right next to
that.
She hates McDonald's.
I just don't.
No, I know. And, like, everyone was already annoying me because we had been together for, like, 10 days, and so I was already irritated. Caroline's like, I hate McDonald's. And I was just like, I'm going to strangle someone.
Wait, what fast food do you like? I really enjoy
Taco
Wendy's.
Taco Bell.
I went to Wendy's the first time with you.
Oh, yeah. And I got my fish sandwich.
Ew, at, like, that is disgusting.
At 11 o'clock at night, by the way.
Taco Bell.
So good.
How did they run out of chocolate?
I like Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
I've never been.
Actually, that's so not good. True. I like every fast food. I just... Popeyes.
I've never had any of these things.
Popeyes is the best place
ever. What fast food do you go to? Hmm? Like, they have so much more down here.
Oh, yes, they do.
Like, I just grew up...
Oh, cookout?
No, but I just grew up not going to fast food except for McDonald's. But that was, like, if my mom didn't
want
to...
Cookout? I love cookout.
But, oh, cookout.
I got cookout right now.
What fast food, like, am I missing out on? I can't have Chick-fil-A. Other than that.
Chick-fil-A? It's a song.
Oh,
guys.
I also like Arby's, which gets a bad rap. Arby's is so good. Thank you. Every time I say that, someone's like, what? And I'm like, it's so good.
What do you get at all
these
locations?
I get 2 roast beef sandwiches and curly fries, and they also have cherry turnovers, and they're really good.
Fans are going to buy you guys food because they all know what you like now.
Oh, my God.
We love Doba.
Yeah, you're weird.
We love Doba.
Oh, guys, let's go get Doba for dinner.
I can't get Doba. It makes my stomach...
Okay, but yeah, Doba is free that you don't have to pay for.
I have, like, 7 Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Go to,
Who gives you that?
My mom sends me... Instead of care package, she just sends me Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Iconic. I would literally die.
Shout out Tosh and Chris.
I don't know why you think it's my fault. Like, why do they have to make it in peanut oil? Would it be much...
Wait, they have grilled nuggets.
Yeah, they have grilled nuggets. Are you sure they make it in peanut?
100%.
Have you had
Chick-fil-A?
I'll
look it
Chick-fil-A
up right now.
No, I would die.
I have an EpiPen in my car, I think.
I feel like they wouldn't do peanut oil because so many people are
You'd think, but they do.
I don't think they do. You know what? I tried to get you Dunkin' Donuts one day, and I went up to the lady, and I said, do any of these have nuts? And she said, yeah, they're all processed in a facility with nuts. And I was like, whoa.
I eat that stuff, though.
How allergic are you?
So then, yeah, I'm confused, because you drink almond milk, too.
Yeah, but that's new, I told you.
It says that peanut oil is not a food allergen.
Okay.
But, like,
I feel like we should try it.
I feel like that won't go over well with my body.
No, peanut oil are not considered allergenic and therefore not labeled as such.
Basically,
who told you you can't eat Chick-fil-A?
I'm a lifeguard, I'll save you. Caroline.
Was this your mom or was this your doctor?
No, it literally says that according to the FDA, highly refined oils such as soybean and peanut oil are not considered allergenic and therefore not labeled as allergen.
I'll prick you with peanut oil and we'll see what happens.
Oh my God.
Buddy, you can eat Chick-fil-A.
No, there's no way.
Yes, you can. All
right, call your mom.
It's the FDA.
Wait, can we call your mom?
The FDA would not say that it's not an allergen.
I think this is a good way. I think this is a good way to set this straight. Have you asked your mom if you can eat Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, it's just like a thing we just don't eat it.
Oh, your family.
Yeah, like no one. Yeah, because they don't like
kill me. We also live in New York.
Yeah, I mean,
but
they have
one of those. You don't eat it because you don't want to eat it?
No, for sure. We went to,
So you could eat it?
No. No, no.
She can eat it. I just read the FDA.
Do you want me to call my
doctor?
The FDA says that peanut oil is not an allergen. Why would the Federal Drug Administration that approves all the food that we eat lie?
I'm still reading about it. Okay, so I went to the allergist when I was like 10 because... Okay, so how do I explain this well? So, do you know who Michael J. Fox is, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's from, are you listening?
From Back to the Future.
Good story, yeah. Back to the Future. And he's, you know, great people. She's really nice, but they, you know, have a lot of money, so they were like, okay, we don't. But hers was a lot, her allergy was a lot worse. She was airborne, so, like, she couldn't even be around it. So they would fly her to California twice a month and feed her, like, nuts and, like, they give you, like, shots and all this stuff, so now she's no longer allergic, so my parents are like, why don't we do that? And I was like, definitely not. So I went to the allergist, and he was like, okay, like, you're gonna eat this peanut, like, I'm right here, like, I'll whatever, stab you with EpiPen, and I started silly crying, and then we left. So that was the end of that.
You didn't do it?
You're
no.
A baby.
So why? So you don't know if you're allergic?
No, I am.
But you don't eat the peanut.
There's also a scale. There's a scale 1 to 5, so that's why I said hazelnuts are really bad. So hazelnuts, for me, is, like, a 5, and
that's
peanuts is, like,
nut.
And then peanuts are 2.
So peanuts are 2?
Yeah, comparative.
So you would just get like a tingly feeling in
no,
your tongue?
No, I'm
take
still
Benadryl.
Allergic.
No, my sister's allergic to nuts too, but if she eats something with nuts, then she just has to take a Benadryl and she's fine. Unless she eats like a pound of them. So I feel like if you eat a nugget and your tongue starts feeling fuzzy, then maybe just take a Benadryl and you'll be fine. But
I think you'll be fine. I feel like I don't want my life at risk for Chick-fil-A.
Do you think it's worth? I think we should take a poll. Comment down below if you think that Caroline should eat Chick-fil-A.
Why do you want me to die?
Caroline,
you just became my mom. You're supposed
die.
To
die.
You're
we
supposed
want
to
you to try the best fast food.
Exactly. You think that is the best fast food?
By far.
Really?
Pop off.
I wouldn't call Wawa fast food, but their coffee is so good.
Caroline. Just said Lala. My big is going to the DU date party and needs a Jenna. Shout out Jenna.
Who's her date?
His name is Dean.
Oh, new?
Yeah.
Fun?
He's a new boy?
No, I'm just saying new. Like, I don't know that name.
Oh, okay. But I think that we should,
She needs a dynamic duo idea?
Think of a dynamic duo idea.
Oh, God. She needs something, like, interesting, like, spoon and soup.
That was so bad.
You couldn't think of a family name. We still don't have one.
Don't. Comment down below. Greek family name.
What's your family name?
Tau Beta.
Do explain, Lily. I had to step out for a quick minute, so we had Liv Gill pop in. Liv, do you want to?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Welcome back to my channel. My name's Olivia.
Did you guys ever think about having a YouTube channel?
So I have.
You have one?
No, I have videos in a folder every time YouTube. I did the jelly bean challenge. I did makeup reviews. I have so many YouTube videos that I never posted.
We wanted to do the cinnamon challenge, but we never did.
Oh my god, we should.
I did a challenge, but I don't remember what challenge. I think it was the salt nice challenge.
Wait, can you explain the cinnamon challenge? Because I kind of forget.
You put a spoon of cinnamon in your, right, and you swallow it, and it's on your mouth. Right? Am I dumb?
Like you take a teaspoon of cinnamon and you go, and you choke on it.
Yeah.
But it's very dangerous.
I love Glozell. She created it.
Glozell.
Who do you watch on YouTube?
Oh my god, literally everyone. Jenna Marbles is my favorite.
I watched her like when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah. I still watch her. She's amazing.
Wow.
I watch TGF Bro. They're British. They're really funny.
Is this because you're a CTA?
No. No, I hate when you call it that.
Cinema, television, arts?
Yes.
What do you call it? Cinema.
I'm just a cinema.
You and the girl who takes your seat?
I hate her.
Is she also a sophomore?
No, I think she's a senior. She went on my Sundance trip with me.
She's a senior? Oh, it's an elective. I forgot. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast.
No problem.
Thank you for having us. You know what? We'll be back.
Yeah, you will.
I'm inviting myself back.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. And
see you next week.
Yeah,
comment down below if you want us to come again.
I agree. Thank you guys so much for listening. See you later. Bye.